It was a request. Oh, praise God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, and it's always a privilege to share the word with this wonderful church. Amen. Whew. Praise God. You can bring the volume a little bit more. I like to scream. I'm just getting them ready, prepared. Amen. The title of the sermon is called Finding Peace at His Feet. How many know that we can find peace at God's feet? And this word is to encourage you. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 119, verses 165. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verses 165. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. Amen? So the peace of God that I'm going to share with you is not my words, but His words. And when they enter your soul, you won't stumble anymore. But how many know that sometimes life can get difficult, and we begin to stumble? Brother, can you turn down the monitor on this one, on the back? And so we have to be careful. Amen? And so this word, this warning is to encourage you that we can find peace in our living Lord. Amen? And if you're stumbling today, praise God. God has the answer for you. Amen? I like this version. Those who love your law have great peace in a heart, mind, and do not stumble. Amen? And we know this because we see this in the scripture. And we find it in Isaiah 9:6. It says, His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. We have the Prince of Peace this morning. And so this morning, I want to share with you a story that's found in the scriptures. And we find this in Luke. And I want you to kind of go with me to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And we're looking at a story about Mary and Martha. How many familiar with Mary and Martha? They helped out Jesus in His ministry. But I want you to really look at how they are reacting to a scene there in the Bible. Amen. Jesus is showing up to the house. Martha and Mary are responding, amen? And here we're going to see how things can get a little out of hand sometimes, amen? As Jesus and disciples were on their way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to Him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said, amen? And then this is where it gets interesting. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Right? So Martha's what? Distracted and overwhelmed. Amen? And then Jesus responds with His loving word, Martha, Martha. The Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Martha and Mary, two pictures, two images, two individuals, amen? Martha's busy with the things of life, and Mary's taking the time to worship her Savior, amen? How many know that our choices of life can get overwhelming at times? Amen? And sometimes we are stumbling, amen? And we can't find our peace, amen? And we know that our choices can be, you know we have choices, right? We have the choices with our significant other, amen? We have our relationship with our children, right? Do we have to spend time with them? Our relationship with our eternal Father, our relationship to our work. All these different things can get overwhelming at times, amen? And we can find ourselves stumbling. We say that, church? The time, how do we put things together? And sometimes we get so overwhelmed that we become like Martha, right? She was distracted, and she was overwhelmed, and she was concerned, amen? But this morning, I want to show you that there is a balancing act that we need to overcome. And we know this because we have to balance our family time, our resources, our energy, and our work. And maybe here this morning you're thinking already Monday. What am I going to do on Monday? What, I need to take care of this. I need to take care of this, this and that. And we're getting overwhelmed. But God wants to give you peace. Amen? God has given us peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the wonderful counselor. Amen? And so this morning, we have to remember that we have distractions in life. Amen? But I see the tension in the scriptures here, and I want to read something to you here. Because I get kind of concerned here. It says, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. We have busy lives, amen? Some of us have busy, busy, super busy lives. And even those who may not have busy lives, they have busy lives, amen? And she came to him and asked, Lord, why don't you care about, why do you care about my sister has left to do the work by myself and tell me, and she said, Lord, tell her to help me out. But then I hear on the other side the scripture found in Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. So there's that balance that I have issues with, right? Lord, I'm doing everything unto you, but yet I'm stumbling. Amen? Do you get that, church? We're doing everything. Lord, I'm doing this unto you, but yet I'm stumbling. I'm doing this unto you, but yet I'm stumbling. But see, we need to really look at the situation. Amen? We're going to look at Martha, and sometimes we lose sight. Sometimes we get so caught up that we begin to stumble that we don't see ourselves. And this morning, this is an intervention. This is a wake-up call, and I hope and I pray that this will encourage you that you can find peace in the scriptures. So this morning, I ask you, which one are you? So we have Martha, okay? Look at how she's responding. She's overreaching, right? Overreactive, right? She's impulsive. She's short-tempered. See, these of an individual that's overwhelmed and stressed. Amen? Am I hitting home right now? Some of you are looking at me like, I know where you're going. And then there's Martha. She's reflective, she's loving, and she's calm. Amen? See, a lot of us want to be where Mary's at. But right now we're living in Martha. Amen? And we have that battle. We have that where God's saying, hey, 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 whoa, whoa. I want you to find peace. I want you to overcome worry and stress. Amen? So here we see again. Martha said, the Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. You see, when you read the scripture, you can hear the feelings of Martha, can you? What does she sound like? She's hurt. She's frustrated, right? She's overwhelmed. She sounds overwhelmed. Have you ever been hurt? Have you ever been frustrated? Have you been overwhelmed? Yes, church, we all been there. See, the heart tells all. And here, if we were to look at Martha, she's speaking out of the abundance of her heart. See, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Now, I'm not here to say that you're evil and that you're going to hell. But I want you to recognize what she is saying and her actions and what they are declaring. Amen? She's speaking forth something in her life. There's something deeper down that is going on. Amen? And this morning, I want to know what your heart is telling you. Now, I'm going to switch gears here, and I'm going to go into a clinical version, and I'm going to give you some symptoms of stress and anxiety. And this is so that you can understand, maybe you're in denial. Maybe you don't see these things in your life. Amen? First one is emotional symptoms, being easily agitated, frustrated, and moody. Come on. Feeling overwhelmed, like you're losing control of need to take control. Having difficulty relaxing and quieting your mind. Feeling bad about yourself, low self-esteem, lonely, worthlessness, and depressed, and avoiding others. That should be a red flag, church. That tells me that you're in Martha's stage, right? How about this one? Physical symptoms. Low energy. How about headaches? Upset stomach, including diarrhea, constipation, and nausea. Aches and pains, intense muscles. Chest pains and rapid heartbeats, insomnia, frequent colds and infections. You can never get better. Your body's telling you something, amen? How about the thinking state of your mind, the constant worrying, the racing thoughts, the forgetfulness and the disorganization, the inability to focus, poor judgment, or being pessimistic or seeing only the negative side? These are all characteristics of Martha, right? Are the behavior, the changes in appetite, procrastinating and avoiding responsibilities, or exhibiting more nervous behavior such as nail biting, fidgeting, and pacing. What are you saying today? What is God seeing in you? Amen? God does not want you to be like Martha. God wants you to have the peace that Mary has. But we know that life brings situations, amen? We know that life is difficult. We know that we have choices. We know that we have to go to work on Monday. We know to do all these things, and we have to struggle with all these things. But God is going to give us peace this morning. He wants us to break free, amen? Romans 8:37 says this, "And all these things we are triumphantly victorious due to the one who loves us." God says that you are triumphantly victorious. Oh, I don't know if you get it, church. God says you are victoriously, triumphantly victorious. Oh, come on, church. God says you are triumphantly victorious. When the midst of the stress, in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the busyness, there you're trying to juggle everything. God is telling you, you are triumphantly victorious. To the one who loves you. Amen? Breaking free. God wants us to be free from our worry and stress. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But to enter rest, we have to cut off stress, the source of power of our unbelief. Amen? Stress is the source of power of our unbelief. In one of the greatest passages of scriptures, Jesus confronts our futile anxiety. It says, so my counsel is, do not worry about things, food, drink, and clothes. For you already have life and a body, and they are far more important than what to eat and to wear. Excuse me. Look at the birds. Don't they worry about what to eat? They don't need to sow or reap or store up food, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are far more valuable to him than they are. Will all your worries add a single moment to your life? Let's pause right there. Will all your worries add to a single moment to your life? Will waiting for the bills to come in add a moment to your life? Staying up at night add a moment to your life? Biting your nails? Add a moment to your life? Losing sleep, will it add a moment to your life? Stressing over things that you can't control, will it add a moment to your life? Jesus is saying this morning, will all your worries add a single moment to your life? Can you imagine how much we waste in worrying? Amen? I'm not going to throw my best friend under the bus, but whenever there's stress and worries about a situation, I knock out on the bed. She likes to toss and turn. She's gotten better. But I ask myself, is she adding more to her life or taking away from her life? God does not want us to add things to our life. Those things don't add. They take away from our life. Amen? Will all your worries add a single moment to your life? It makes me think about the things that I do when I worry. Amen? I have a tendency to bite my nails and my skin. And it usually begins at the beginning of the month, the end of the month. Because at my job, we have to meet so many hours, and I'm thinking about it starting to itch. Is that adding anything to my life? No, I'm losing my skin. And then I get these sores on my head. I'm being very transparent. And then I tend to eat bad food. Amen? Is that adding to my life or taking away from my life? See, I need to trust in God. I need to trust in my Lord and my Savior. I need to lean on him. Amen? Hallelujah. And why worry about your clothes? Look at the field lilies. They don't worry about theirs. Yet King Solomon in all his glory was not clothed as beautiful as they. And if God cares so wonderfully for the flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't he more surely care for you, O men, little faith? So don't worry at all about having enough food and clothing. Why be like the heathen? For they take pride in all these things and deeply concern about them. But your heavenly Father already knows perfectly well that you need them. Oh, come on, church. Your heavenly Father already knows perfectly well that you need them. That tells me that Jesus knows when your water heater is about to break. That tells me that Jesus knows when you need a little more in your income, in your check. That tells me that Jesus knows when you don't know where your children are at. Amen? He knows perfectly well that you need them. He's cognizant of you. My God thinks about your needs. Amen? Isn't that exciting, church? To know that on the 25th, I don't have to worry about the 26th because God has made enough for me. And even on the 26th, when the bank account says 00, negative zero, if that can be such, God already knows perfectly well what we need. That's exciting, church. But there we are, trying to be like Martha. We got to do this and we got to do that. And Mary says, no, no, I'm going to worship you because I know where peace comes from. You see, the two different characters there? We sometimes respond like Martha. We've got to do everything. Worry. Jesus says, no, just be like Mary. Come to my feet and worship me. How many are like Martha this morning? Some of us are sometimes, amen? And he will give them to you if you give first place your life and live as he wants you to do. So don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of you tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. Praise God. You know, right now my father left and we were talking about the retirement and the month, how much my, where I work and how much they contribute. You know what? I'm not worried about that. If the stock market goes down, praise God. God still is on the right hand of the Father. Jesus will make a way. If the stock market goes up, praise God, I'm Bill Gates. Hallelujah. But I'm not worried about what society and man and what they're going to produce. I'm just worried. I mean, Jesus has it all. Amen? He's made the way. He's going to provide. He's going to take care of. He's going to provide everything we need as believers. We are his children. Amen? We are his kids. You know, I think about my son, and I preach about my son quite often. And I love my son Caleb, and he's a handful, very outspoken, very cabezudo. But when I see him, I want to buy him toys. I want to bless him. I want to make him happy. I want to do everything for him. You know, and if you go to our house and you walk into our bedroom, you'll see all these boxes of toys that we're trying to move to the new house or our old house. And there I am still at Thetco. I want to buy him more toys. My wife has to hit me sometimes to control me. But that's what a father does to their son. They see, and even though in the abundance, they want to give more. Do we have a Heavenly Father that loves us, who sees us, and even though we have abundance, he still says, you know what? But I can give him more. Isn't that awesome? That we have a God, a creator, a Lord that sees us and sees that we are blessed, but says, you know what? That's my son. I know he just got promoted this year, but you know what? Take him another promotion. That's my son. I know that, you know, he's driving that new car, but you know what? I want to have a better interest rate than a new car. That's my son. You know, he's been sick for a little bit, but you know what? Send some angels to touch his body so he can be healed. And so we don't have to worry about those things. Because our Savior is already thinking about us. And he knows perfectly well what we need. That will stop the ruminating. We don't have to ruminate anymore. God can do it for us. He knows what we need. Hallelujah. He tells us to look how God feeds the birds of the air and the airs of the lilies of the field. How much more will he care for his children? I'm a child of God. Are you a child of God? Tell yourself that this right now. I'm a child of God. Oh, God is thinking about you. I'm a child of God. He loves you so much, so much, so much. As a child loves his son, amen? Father loves his son. Then Jesus says, do not be anxious about the things of this world. Instead, give God the proper priority in our lives. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and he will take care of the rest. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. So your primary concern should be your relationship with God. Amen? You need to take care of your marriage. Amen? Your children and your family. These are the things that God wants you to manage. Amen? And I don't know how to tell you how to do it, because it's a balancing act, right? But I can tell you what not to do. Amen? You know, the other day it was like two Thursdays ago, my wife sends me a text. You know, hey, Caleb has a soccer practice or basketball practice. And so I text her back quickly. No, I can't, because I'm seeing a client. And then I stopped, and then I realized, what's more important, my client or my son? It was very clear at that moment. I said, you know what? I sent my wife text back. I'll pick him up and take him to basketball practice. Amen? Amen. Your family is your greatest ministry. Your family is your greatest ministry. Not your work. Not your friends. Not your homeboys. Not basketball. Your family. Your kids. Amen? If you need to move heaven and earth to take care of your family, you need to move heaven and earth to take care of your family. Amen? I don't want to waste any second on things that have no eternal value. I want to know that when it's all said and done, that I'm going to worship with my son and my daughter in heaven. Amen? Worshiping with my Creator. Amen? I want to make sure that I am teaching them properly, correctly, the things of God. And that only happens when you spend quality time with them. Amen? Because if you don't teach them, somebody will. Amen? Your marriage. Hallelujah. Spend that time with your family. Amen? Time management. What does the scripture say? Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 7. Look carefully then how you walk. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. That's that hard thing that we're challenged with, right? I don't want you to be like Martha, amen? I want you to see what's important, amen? Just look at what's important. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Look at this one, Psalms 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. So you think that God is concerned with time management? He's speaking very clearly there, right? Your greatest ministry is your family. Your greatest ministry is serving your Lord. Your greatest ministry is your relationship with God. You see, you look at Martha and Mary, and Martha was doing the ministry of ministry, but Mary was doing the ministry of worship, the intimacy. See, it was a different level. It was deeper, right? So Martha was serving the Lord, but God wanted for her to worship him. Amen? And the moment that he worshiped him, peace came into her heart. Hallelujah. As we grow in our understanding of God's love for us, we will soon realize that nothing in this world can separate us from his love. No financial burden, family crisis, job situation, sickness, nothing in the past and nothing in the future, because he cares so deeply for us, we can cast our anxiety upon him. Amen? Casting our cares on him. So every day we bring new opportunities to cast our cares upon him. One of the best ways we can do this is by replacing our worry and tension with prayer and thanksgiving. Amen? Be anxious for nothing, the Bible says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. This command is followed by a wonderful promise, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Isn't that awesome? As you give it to God, God says, okay, now my peace comes in. You know, I have a brother, a friend of mine that he lives in San Antonio. I love him dearly, went to Bible school with him. But unfortunately, he went to Orthodox Judaism. They love God, they call him Hashem, but they don't recognize Jesus as their personal Savior. But they do follow the Levitical law, they follow the Old Testament to a strict, you know, accordance. And one of the things they do is Shabbat. And we've done it here, I think, Shabbat. And they prepare a meal, and they spend time with the family. And it's an amazing thing to see all the significance of what Shabbat is. And each time that we've gone to San Antonio, we do visit and we spend their Saturdays and they don't do anything. But it's amazing. God recognizes that we need to spend quality time with our God, but also with our family. And so they do the Shabbat, they break the meal, and then at the end they celebrate. And that's why they have the Shabbat Shalom, the peace. So as you get that time of intimacy with God and celebrate the intimacy, then the peace comes in. Amen? So this Mary was spending time with the intimacy with God, and soon after, the peace of God came in. Amen? We can learn from that, church. God wants us to have intimacy with our Lord and Savior. He wants us to spend time, quality time with our God, so that the peace of God can come into our lives. Hallelujah. Casting our cares on Him. It's also important to begin incorporating God's pattern for the rest of your own life. You should set aside one day a week as the Lord's Day, taking a break from your work routine so that you can enter His rest. Amen? I challenge you. You know, we need to do it. We're so busy. We need to take a sabbatical. We need to take a rest. We need to rest because our bodies can become overwhelmed. Amen? You know, I'll be very transparent. A couple of months ago, I had all these deadlines, and I started waking up with swollen feet. I started gaining weight. I was losing my hair, and I was getting dark patches on my skin. And you know, my wife says, you need to take a break. You need to relax. You need to slow down. It was all because of stress. I was trying to do everything. I was like Martha. I was trying to fix everything. I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to do this. And, you know, God used my wife to slap me around. Hey, slow down. Amen. Praise God. And so I started doing the things I needed to do, quality time with my family, going to the gym to exercise, to relax, to manage my stress. Amen. God wants us to do that. Casting our cares on Him. As we learn to take God at His word, walk in His favor, and trust in His strength, our worries will melt away, replaced by a precious peace that is known only by those who rest in God's loving arms. Amen? Let us stand up. I kind of rushed through that, and I rambled a lot. And I apologize for that. But what we can learn is that we can't get overwhelmed with life. Amen? Spend that quality time with your Lord and Savior. Put your family first. Trust in Him and know that God has already thought about your needs. And lean on Him when it becomes overwhelming. And ultimately, worship your Creator, and you'll get that peace that you need to make it through the day. Amen? I don't know about you, but I want to live like Mary. Amen? I want to live like Mary. I want to be at His feet. I want to worship Him. I want to sense His presence wherever I go. I know it gets busy, but I want to be in His presence. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to ask the ushers to come.